Welcome to the Garage Theories. We're coming to you this week from New Orleans. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Paul Thurrott.
You are Paul Thurrott.
I am
welcome
Paul Thurrott.
Back to the Garage Theories. Where's your skydiving outfit?
I was hoping they would open up a hole for me so I could drop in on the show, but apparently that's against code.
Right, so we're in New Orleans. We've done a lot of crazy things already. We've wrestled alligators.
Yep.
And we've also done a lot of work with blues bands and all the stuff to get that local flavor into the Garage Series.
Awesome,
but we're here for you today.
Okay.
To talk about your impressions of Office and really the first year since we've gone to this big push for software as a service.
Yeah. I mean, I love Office 365 and Office. Obviously, use it, recommend it. But this has got to be the biggest year for Office ever with the move to 365, a million licenses sold already.
Right.
Move the subscription model, better licensing and so forth. Lots of good stuff going on.
Right, and we're cranking out new technology and announcing new integration and all kinds of stuff basically with every passing day. So it's been a great year in terms of getting more and more technology out there in terms of integration with social, all these huge trends that we're hitting, and multiple platform support and device support. So all of these things, all the stuff that you're using, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in there. I'm in the battle.
Definitely. So before we get started though with today's show, let's take a look at today's trivia question.
True or false? Roaming settings do not work with Office Home and Student 2013.
So stay tuned for the answer at the end of the show. So Paul.
Yes, sir.
Your favorite things, and scope this one to Office.
I have five.
You have five, just five.
The first one has to be the new licensing model. So any individual with an Office 365 subscription can install Office up to five times across Macs and PCs. They can go into a beautiful web portal, activate and deactivate and so forth. It's just an amazing new capability.
And kind of speaking of all of that, you know, we're kind of basing Office now on the user.
Right, right, user-centric viewpoint, perfect.
So is that one of your favorite things as well?
Well, yes, Jeremy.
Yeah?
Well, it would fall into the licensing model. But I think the big deal here is just that people have multiple devices now, and it's a reflection of the way that the world has changed. And it's something that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago.
Right. Anything else? We've kind of had a couple.
The next one would be that with the capability with Office 365 subscriptions to have what we think of as sort of a versionless Office. This notion that Office is going to improve over time. And you have a regular cadence for that. It's not every 2 or 3 years like it used to be in the past. And that as part of your subscription, you're going to get those updates. And they're not just bug fixes, which you would expect, but also new features.
Right, and one thing that kind of surprised a lot of people, I think, when it came out in preview and then beyond, is we took the 2013 off of Word when it fires up, or PowerPoint, or those things, because
it's just
we want to keep it evergreen, keep it always up to date, always current, and that's part of the whole rationale for doing this.
This is huge, I think, for businesses in particular, because in the past, we've seen that corporations will skip 1, 2, even 3 versions of Office.
Right.
And the users in those companies don't have the advantages of all the new features that have occurred in the interim. So.
Sometimes the users actually get ahead of their companies and they're using the better products at home.
Right.
And they're wondering why they're not using that at the workplace. But
we've
also done work for IT departments, so you can actually validate updates and upgrades as they come out. You've got a year to validate those builds before you actually take them and deploy them. If you want to test everything and all your add-ins and all of your customization, your files, maybe your spreadsheets,
right.
all that stuff you can do and have control over it. Plus, you get side-by-side support with the new installation model of using Click to Run. So a lot of goodness for the IT side as well.
Another big one would be mobile support. And Office has always had some form of mobile support through EES or whatever, but in Office 365, this works fairly consistently across different mobile devices, not just Windows devices, Windows phones, but also iOS devices like iPad and iPhone and Android handsets and tablets as well. And then there are mobile apps, more of which are coming all the time. You know, we see SharePoint apps and so forth. And the ability to access the Office web apps from non-Windows mobile devices. So you've got iPad today, and I know, I think you've announced already that Android support is coming very soon as well.
Right, so you've done a lot of native apps that have been out for a while now in terms of all those platforms, plus the web apps. They're portable, so we talked about Android support for tablets using the Office web apps, mm-hmm. things like real-time co-authoring coming out. So again, that feature richness, part of the versionless story, part of user centricity, Office as a service, all these things.
Right. I mean, one of the things I've done in my own small business, my organization that I run as a small business, is mm-hmm. you can enable Exchange ActiveSync security policies to ensure that a mobile device requires a PIN or a password of a certain complexity or whatever. And when you go to the device the next time, you actually have to do that change immediately, or you can no longer access your corporate resources on the device. It's really just excellent stuff.
A lot of the mobile device management really came from the Exchange ActiveSync side of the house in terms of things like remote device wipe and PIN policies, all those things. Plus, with the new Exchange, we have also the ability to do quarantining, for example, to make sure that it's a certain version of Android that can connect, those types of things. Doing a lot more for the IT side as well to really have better controls over the mobile devices.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll hit on this theme again in just a minute, but this is another area where Microsoft is taking capabilities that previously were very expensive or complex and were only available to very large enterprises and have made them more generally available to the mass populace. I love that kind of stuff.
All right, so you've covered a couple favorite things.
Next up would probably be SkyDrive Pro.
Okay.
Right, this is the new My Site essentially from SharePoint, and the ability to integrate it into the file system of the computer that you're using. And so the Office apps today already integrate with that SharePoint document library that you have. So you can go into Word or Excel and automatically see those documents. But a lot of people want to be able to access them when they're offline, or some people just use a file system-centric approach. And by being able to sync that stuff down to the desktop, you can use it on a plane, you can access your documents, they'll sync up again when you get back. Or you can just access them the way you want. I happen to like that approach myself. I go into File Explorer and I look around for documents and access them that way. And just an incredible capability.
Yeah, I use that a lot. We were using it for the show this week. So there's a sync button inside of SharePoint.
Yeah.
And when you click on that, it basically says, do you want to sync the site and all the contents of that? And I was using that even this week to do the show, having all of the PowerPoints and all the videos and all the other content come down. Really.
Yeah.
Synchronizing in the background, becoming part of my local file system, and then any changes I'm making, it's also replicating back and forth.
Exactly. I do the same thing. On this trip, I routinely, everything I do goes through SkyDrive Pro.
And it's part of the mobile story as well, right? Because these are the days where you might have two or three devices. You might have a tablet, you might have a desktop, a laptop, a phone. And this is really enabling you to be able to work both online and offline, and part of that central storage of files, so that if I do lose my tablet and I know that I've got a file on there that I really wanted, then it's going to be somewhere. It's going to be in SharePoint or SkyDrive Pro, or it's going to maybe even have already replicated onto my desktop or my laptop using all the synchronization technology.
Right. The truth is in the cloud,
essentially. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
So anything else?
Yeah, I think the other big one is just the expansion of Link down to the masses again. And this is another area where I think Microsoft is doing something really wonderful. We have this unbelievable unified communications platform. It's always been really fantastic. It's been evolved over time, and now it's being made available to a much wider audience. And Link, to me, is kind of a combination of what used to be Office Communicator plus Live Meeting, where you get all these incredible capabilities around, audio and video chat, simple text, instant messaging, presence information where people can see whether you're online and determine how they want to contact you, integration with phone systems and so forth. It's just an amazing capability. And it goes throughout Office, too. I mean, all the presence information is available throughout Office 365 on the web, and also in the
all of the
Office
contact
apps.
Cards across all the apps with presence, all those things, and that's all via Link. And the other cool things, once you integrate it across the stack and you've got SharePoint behind it, we can do some really powerful things like co-author on a document while we're on a Link call, and we can see exactly what everybody's working on. All that stuff is enabled through Link and presence and the SharePoint backend and all the integration across the entire stack.
Yeah, Link is one of those things that I think when people see it, the light's going to go off right then. It's amazing. And even in the build-up to this, we've done Link meetings in preparation for this. And when you see the environment that you're in and the ability to share things, share the screen, collaborate together at the same time, it's amazing.
And we saw that even on Garage Series Live, where we had demos of Link, and you talked to customers like Sephora, where they're using Link across multiple platforms because there are native clients, and they can do things even like be able to call in using their Wi-Fi connections with video calls or with voice calls.
Or from your phone.
Right from your phone. Yeah. So I know I travel a lot internationally, and I'm always dreading that bill that I'm going to get. So if I got a strong Wi-Fi connection, I can actually do a phone or a video chat with the Link clients on those devices without actually using the local, you know, provider. Right. So we've done... Are those all five of your favorite things?
Yeah, those are the five. So it breaks down as the new install licensing model, right?
Yeah.
The versionless office.
Right.
Mobile support, which is amazing. SkyDrive Pro and the new Link.
And I think my favorite part is really this evergreen concept of really an ongoing release cadence. So instead of having to wait, and I remember when I was working in IT, you would wait a year or two, make the request, try to submit the design change request for new features and things that you had to have. Now, basically, we can kind of triage those things, and we've got the ability to build a lot of these features within a quarter. Like, literally, and I'm back in Redmond, we can submit something that has to be done, we get it approved, and sometimes the engineering sprint might be a month. We can get it into kind of pre-release, pre-flight testing, mm-hmm. and get that out into the hands of users very, very quickly. So you don't have to say,
it changes everything.
That's coming in the next wave, which is two or three years later.
That's an awful amount of time to wait for a new feature.
So you think about some of the things we've done lately, like, you know, Yammer integration, being able to overlay on top of Word docs, all the Link clients that came on mobile devices, all those things, you know, plus more. I mean, we've been doing a lot of stuff to where we're just constantly hitting with more and more capabilities with every passing day.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Right, so let's wrap up in a second, but before we do that, let's have a look at the answer to today's trivia question.
True or false? Roaming settings do not work with Office Home and Student 2013.
So of course you can sign in with any other version of Office that lets you roam your settings with Office 365 Pro Plus. You'll be able to see your themes, links to your files, even if you're on, say, a Windows RT device that has Home and Student installed.
Right, yeah. I'm not surprised by this. Hopefully nobody got that one wrong.
Hopefully not. So we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about your five favorite things.
Yeah, so new licensing model, that stuff's incredible. Mobile device support, versionless Office, SkyDrive Pro, and obviously the new Link, which is just amazing.
Right, so we've done a lot of stuff in terms of Office over the last year. We've also been continually cranking out more and more technology and more capabilities in the products. It's been an awesome year for us as well, looking back.
Yeah.
So all of this content and more, everything is on your blog, right?
Right, winsupersite.com.
And of course, you can find a lot of great content on microsoft.com/garage and more videos of me doing things like wrestling alligators, riding airboats, hanging out with blues bands, and all the other stuff you'd normally do working at Microsoft.
That's awesome. I don't have any of that on my blog, but.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for watching and goodbye for now.